There have been hundreds of celebrity scams, millions stolen from fans, and as we've shown on this channel, some people will promote almost anything if they're paid without checking what it is, which has created an industry of celebrity scammers we're going to expose today, who not only scam the fans, but fool the celebrities into launching tokens with their name on it.
The reason why I'm in crypto is because somebody scammed me into it, and they get pulled in by somebody that is scamming them, and in turn, the audience gets scammed.
No amount of due diligence on this little could have prepared us for forged wire transfer documents. No amount of due diligence could have prepared us for the level of fraud this individual perpetrated.
That is Jason Derulo and Caitlyn Jenner. And they're just some of the people that claim they have been tricked into promoting coins that were later rug pulled. Although they all say they were victims of the same person.
We got zero. There's no rug pulling here. It's a little boy from India that pulled the rug, okay? Sorry, little from India. And I refuse to say the name.
This is a person named Sahil. You know, at the time,
I know Sahil well. Well, I know of Sahil well.
Yeah, at the time, I had no idea who the hell that was. It was somebody that had 1.something million followers, so it added some credibility to his name, you know?
That's right. Sahil Arora was the villain of celebrity promotions. If you heard his name, you were probably already rug pulled. And Sahil even gave advice to people for how to be like him.
Just rug. Rug again. Extract liquidity. New charts. Sell everything in one clip. Downvote every single one of your followers.
Sahil, you moving on. You moving up. You in Dubai now.
And then repeat the whole thing again.
What up, guys? It's Rich the Kid. Yesterday, my page was hacked, and a coin was promoted on my page without my knowledge by Sahil.
And keep clicking, and keep extracting, and keep rugging.
Yeah, Sahil is cartoonishly villainous. I wouldn't have been surprised if he cackled while telling everyone to rug pull, which is why I was surprised to find out that Sahil has recently changed his tune.
I just have a question. Is it too late now to say sorry? Can we try one more time? I've been trying to reach out to a few people directly and just apologize for things that I've done. Routes, the plays, the manipulations. I just want to say I'm not hacked. My Twitter is not hacked. It is me. It's hard. But please, forgive me for being bad. I'll try to fix it. I try to fix issues with every single one of you that I have had. I try to fix everything that I've made you lose. And yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Apology aside for a moment, do you know how bad your reputation has to be for your apology to be the thing people think you're hacked for? He literally had to show his face and say, guys, it's really me this time. While apologizing for fraud. And maybe that's why Sahil decided to hop on a call with me to prove that he really is sorry and to confess to what he did. Now, is he sincere? Is he looking for more fame? I'll let you decide. Either way, today we're going to expose a celebrity scam from a different angle. Normally, we uncover things by talking to victims. This time, we're talking to the villain. But first, I need to give a legal disclaimer. I'm about to talk to Sahil about crime, fraud, prison, and I want to make it clear that in light of recent events, it's now my new position that I believe crime is probably legal in America, or at least the kind we're talking about. I certainly don't want to defame any innocent criminals on this show, so I'm changing my legal disclaimer in light of recent events and also selling merch to get the word out. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got two comfy designs here. One, which is like a celebration, like I can't believe I got away with it. And then our second shirt is, of course, based on my face every time I think about this. Crime is legal. It's also the reaction of, I imagine, a lot of people. So we'll be selling these for the next 30 days. You can get those. We sell merch once a year. As you know, it's a limited pre-order and then it's gone. All available at coffeezilla.shop, coffeezilla.shop. So with that out of the way, let's get started. Let's talk about Sahil. starting with how he got into rug pulling.
Rugging just kind of became like a habit. When I started seeing the money, it just kind of came to me that, you know, this is fast, this is quick. I mean, let me just extract as much as I can. And I kept doing that. And I really didn't care. I didn't really look at the opportunities that were coming my way. Like, I had all these big influential people that eventually I kept burning one after the other. I burned Caitlyn Jenner, I burned Iggy Azalea, Jason Derulo. This goes on, it's endless.
Can you explain sort of the MO of how this all worked? So let's say somebody like, I guess Caitlyn Jenner was one of the famous ones. Let's say Caitlyn Jenner hops in your DMs. Give us the breakdown of how this stuff works.
Which, yes. So 3 years ago, I was working with Justin Sun directly. So I was kind of doing celebrity endorsements for Tron. And there was a huge spat between SEC and Justin Sun, which kind of happened because of the celebs. And I was
people got in trouble for that. A lot of trouble.
Yeah. So Lindsay Lohan, Soulja Boy, Lil Yachty, MKBHD, all these people. So I was the guy who kind of brokered all these deals for Tron.
Quick pause. I actually fact-checked one of these claims. He says MKBHD promoted TRX, Tron. Turns out he didn't. He actually did the opposite. He exposed it on a YouTube video.
So I get this email. So this one said they just wanted a tweet and that they already have participation from Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Cerny, Neo, Lil Yachty, and more. Okay, what is the campaign for? And it turned out it's for Tron, a cryptocurrency that they're, I guess, paying people to tweet about. The more I read into this email, the more sketchy it is. They mention they need to make it look like it's not a sponsored tweet. And then they linked 3 example tweets.
So yeah, I'd say that's a pretty substantial difference. And it's worth saying, in light of this, that you should take everything Sahil says with a grain of salt. It's hard to know where the truth ends and the bragging and self-promotion begins.
Tron was paying me heavily for that, and that's how I kind of built these celebrity relationships, and Caitlyn Jenner was one of them. So when I suddenly started exploring Pump Fun, last season, I cold called Caitlyn this one night, and I told her that, you know, I have something for you, I want you to make a tweet, just tell me how much you're going to charge me. So she gave me a number. And I said, okay, I'm going to pay you this number. You just have to make a tweet. She didn't know that she's actually launching a coin, or she's kind of promoting a coin in her likeness. And she had no idea what she was doing.
Oh, my God. Wait. What was the amount? Do you remember how much it was?
It was $15,000 for a tweet.
$15,000.
So, 50, 50.
Oh, 50. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but Caitlyn has no idea it's her likeness.
She had no idea until it dropped. So it was $50,000 sum for just an endorsement tweet for nothing. I mean, she literally thought it's just a crypto project that's endorsing. So she dropped that with the whole Trump handshake image. And because, you know, elections were really booming, I thought that politics things would really pop. So that was the whole idea behind doing that. And then when the coin launched and people started flooding her DMs, it got really viral overnight. It was like the talk of everything overnight. It was like the biggest runner. And then eventually, Skipman's manager, Sophia, she started calling me up and she's like, what did we just get into? And then I explained to her, I was like, listen, I was experimenting. I paid you that for the tweet. I didn't really expect this to go all the way to 50, 100 million market cap. But now that it's moving up so fast, I have supply. Do you guys want supply? Or do you guys just want me to pay you the money that I extract from this and give you a cut and you just move aside with it? We were in the middle of this discussion and it was like going on back and forth. We were negotiating on the numbers and I was seeing the market cap go up. And while we were in the middle of these negotiations, I kind of just dumped. I kind of dumped my hold back. And she thought that I'm holding tokens still, but I kind of exited from my positions at the same time. And then she started fighting with me.
Do you remember how much it was for?
A little over 200,000, yeah. Because it was literally 6 or 7 hours from the launch.
So Sahil basically tricked Caitlyn Jenner into promoting this thing without knowing really what it was. It's a similar story to what he says about Jason Derulo as well.
Jason Derulo was like, talk to me. Where is this? And I was like, I just want you to do a tweet. This is basically examples, references. Jenner, Iggy, Bobby, I'll tell story. I was like, yeah, are you game? And he's like, what is this? And he was probably the most, I didn't understand because he's really done things that crypto in the past, but he kind of really fell with the whole narrative I gave him. I was telling him that it's basically a casino and it's a referral code that goes on the casino. So it's like an online gaming platform, and CA is basically a referral code which kind of goes on the online gaming platform, and people use that as an affiliate. And he kind of fell for that. And he was like, all right, cool. How much are you going to offer me? I said, 100,000. He's like, 350 or we don't work. And I was like, that's steep. And
350?
This was steep. And I was like, okay. And then I texted Jason. I was like, listen, I can do the wire. It's not going to hit you today. It's going to hit you on Monday, Max. But I need the tweet out today. He's like, you do the wire. I'm going to make the tweet as soon as you do the wire and give me confirmation. I said, okay, cool, that works.
Tell me you didn't cancel the wire.
I'm getting there. So I gave him a confirmation of the wire. He made the tweet, and that's the reason he hates me the most in the world.
Now, in case you're not following this, I'm pretty sure saying you're going to send a wire, sending confirmation, and then canceling it with the intention of scamming someone, I'm pretty sure that is a type of fraud. But we'll hear Jason's side of the story as well.
He sends me a message. He's like, you know, it has to be this weekend. You know, I'll send you the receipt of the wire. So, like, you no worries. So I send that to my business manager. I'm like,
now you don't know this guy. You don't know Sahil
from Adam.
You've never read about him. You've never seen. You don't know the links to Iggy and
zero. Send me 200 grand, supposedly,
to promote a gambling app.
Okay. So anyway, so I decide, cool, like it's probably legit. But I asked my businessman, I was like, what do you think? And he was like, yeah, the receipt looks great. Like, yeah. When I get off the plane, I'm getting all these messages, you scammer.
On Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what did you do? Da, da, da. Then my friend Ray calls. He's like, yo, what are you doing? You can't work with Sahil. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is crazy. And I'm like, wait, like, what do I do? Like, how do I fix this?
Sorry, what had Sahil done? He told you that it's a gambling app. What had he done?
So there was an entire Jason coin created. So that link that he sent me said Jason whatever pump.fun. I had no idea what pump.fun was. And that link was a link to an entire Jason coin.
So you thought pump.fun was the gambling app?
I didn't know what the hell pump.fun was. I just thought, yeah, I thought it was... could be the gambling app. I didn't even think that far.
So what was the tweet? What did you actually tweet?
It said, let me take you dancing. I asked him to send me like what he wanted me to say in the tweet.
Now, let me say here, I find this part a bit tricky because on the one hand, yes, Sahil should probably be in jail for doing some of this trickery and fraud. But this level of irresponsibility by Jason Derulo to have seemingly no idea what he's tweeting about for $200,000. And then his fans get scammed and he goes, oh, well, I guess I was wrong. It's just so stunningly dumb. But I'll let Jason and Sahil explain what happens next, because at this point, Jason realizes what's going on and tries to turn the tables.
He makes a tweet. And the minute the tweet happens, the token runs up to 10 million. I rug it in one clip. So at 10 million, I rugged it in one clip in like 15 minutes or so.
This is terrible.
It fell all the way down to like 800,000, 700,000 market cap. And then Jason texted me. He's like, yo, I just landed. My phone's blowing up. What the f*** did you do? And I was like, I lost the coin and it went to 10 million. I robbed. And yeah, this is the CA. And he's like, how much do you still have? And I was like, I have a little bit. Like, I have like 5% or something left in my other wallets. He's like, give me all of it and I'll run it for you. Like, you buy back again and I'm gonna push this with you. If you just told me at first that you're doing a coin in my name, I would have pushed it more and we could have worked bigger.
Since he scammed me, I devised a plan to scam him to try to make sure that he was out of the coin.
Better scam the scammer.
100%. So if I was gonna put more money in after that first little bit that I put in, I had to make sure that he was out. I hit him up and I was like, yo, like, okay, look, let's do this again, but this time let's do it the right way. And he was like, okay, yeah, you're right. Let's do it the right way. I was like, okay, yeah, I got this, motherfucker. I'm like, how many coins do you still have? Just give me 75% of it. I'll tweet again and I'll start tweeting and like we'll make this thing like really go the right way this time. And then he's like, oh man, I gotta have some skin in the game, and that's too much, man. I think we ended up at like 50% of whatever tokens that he had, right? So my plan was to get as much as I could from him into the pot wallet, the wallet that I would never touch, obviously. And I would put that in there, and then I would make him sell the rest of his. And the way that I thought that he would sell the rest of his is if I just said, I ain't tweeting shit.
So he what you did?
Yes, which is what I did. Yeah. So that he would be like, oh yeah, he's not going to be a part of this project.
I saw that message where you said, I ain't tweeting shit. You ain't tweeting shit.
Yeah. so that, you know, he would sell the rest because he didn't think that I was going to be a part of it anymore. So he can at least get his last hurrah. You know what I'm saying?
And he's like, give me 1% more. And then I give it 4%. And then he literally said, he's like, yo, I just scammed your ass because you thought you tried scamming me. So I kind of took the coins back from you. Now I have me just a bladder. And then he's like, fuck it, I'm not doing your tweet. I'm going to dump this. And then I said, all right, cool. I'm unbothered. I already sold that 10 million. So yeah, even if you played me with like 4% of supply, it doesn't really do me shit. And then I woke up like 6 hours later, Jason Derulo was rallying up to Jason Coyne on Twitter.
Now I'm making it my life's goal to take this shit to the moon. So if you with me, let's go.
He was literally super engaged into it. He was blowing the shit out of that coin.
Last 24 hours was crazy. The next 24 will be crazy. Family's growing fast.
It went to 30 million when I woke up. So I woke up 7 hours later, it's 30 million. One of my wallets had a Tensol purchase at 200,000 market cap. I woke up and that wallet was automatically at $300,000 value. I woke up, I sold immediately at 30 million market cap. And then I called up the guy and I said, did the wire go? And he's like, no, the wire didn't really go yet. Like, it's going to hit on Monday. I was like, is there a way we can reverse it? And he's like, yeah, I can do a chargeback. I was like, let's do a chargeback. And then we did a chargeback on the 350 that we were initially giving him.
That's bad.
Just because.
Dude. Yeah, but you made over 350. You made over 350 on that coin, right?
I made over a million on.
So why are you refunding that wire?
It was, the dude tried to finish me and I was like, I was arrogant. I was like, you don't finish the finisher. So I was like, let me finish you more.
I will say it is breathtaking just how many celebrity coins there were and how much backstabbing was involved. We'll go through a few of them though, right here.
Didn't you do Bobby Althoff at some point? I saw her.
I did Bobby Althoff. I also did Aiden Russell directly. He found out, he blocked me. I'm still blocked. So, yeah.
Wait, how'd you do? How much did you pay? Because I think Bobby did, like, what, an Instagram? That's the girl who did an interview with Drake or something.
Bobby Althoff, I spoke to her directly. I offered her $60,000 for a tweet, but she didn't have a Twitter, so we did a story with just a CA. That was my first time trying a CA on Instagram, seeing if it works or not. And that did good, too. But then she... So I kind of didn't really pay her the whole thing. So I kind of paid her 50% and I said, I'll pay you the rest when you post. She posted, the coin started going good. It was like a 2 million market cap. I rugged it and then I didn't pay her. And she blocked me after finding out that it's her coin.
Now, I did try to fact check this with Bobby Althoff. She did not respond. Aiden Ross did respond. He was mentioned as well. He said, F that scammer. Hope you're good. Let's be friends, coffee. Now, good news, bad news here. Bad news, we're not going to be friends. Good news, I am going to defend Aiden Ross here, which is a sentence I thought I would never say. Because Aiden Ross did not do a coin with Sahil.
You said you did Aiden Ross? That seems... I don't remember that.
I did Aiden Ross. Yeah, it was really silent. So I hit Aiden Ross up on Instagram. We had a little chat. He asked for big money. And
how much?
I was like, I couldn't believe it.
How much?
$1 million for a tweet. And I was like, okay, that's big for me because I'm just starting up. I mean, I'm just new money, so it's big for me. So I was like, $500,000 is much, but I really need to run this. So I had an army of people by then in my, like 15,000 plus people in my private, like in my public group. My private was like 3,000 whales. So I was like, okay, I can LARP it. So I kind of took screen records of that chat, posted up in my public, ran an Aiden Ross token, and I sent him like 1% supply, which he never really touched. And then when he realized that I literally launched a token while talking to him, he blocked me. Like, he didn't say anything, but he blocked me.
Oh, I see. You were basically saying you launched it, but you didn't want to pay the $500,000. So you just said, like, oh, Aiden Ross is Aiden Ross's coin. Get in.
It was a LARP.
So yeah, Sahil seems to be weirdly proud of even coins he didn't get the person to directly endorse, like Iggy Azalea, Aiden Ross. They never ultimately promoted anything with him, but he still mentions them as if he's proud of it. He's also proud of even people who promoted things for like seconds that he was involved in. Floyd Mayweather, for example.
That was very controversial. And that was actually a proof of power that kind of went down on Twitter that day. I remember, if you look up chat, if you look up on the feed, you'll find it. So Floyd Mayweather, I called him up and I said, and Floyd, everybody told me, I told my group that I'm doing a Mayweather coin. And everybody in my group said that, you know, this is not possible. Floyd cannot do a crypto thing. He's burned by the SEC. He would not touch crypto.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He's done NFTs. He's done crypto. He's done it all before. He's even been, he got hit by the
SEC.
He
was back. Yeah, because the central coin thing, he was he was restricted from doing crypto. But then I was like, I have a way out. I can make this work. I know I can make this work. It's the same story. Social media managers, pay them a big amount of money. They're going to make a tweet, delete that the same hour. Nobody's going to know. It's not going to be there. So that was basically my convincing point. So now what happened was...
But just to be clear, he knew what the plan was. He was going to have his social media manager do it to give him plausible deniability, basically.
Yeah, correct. So he was in the loop. Okay. Now, we were trying to be very low-key with it. We were trying to be very, very low-key with it. Now, the thing is, just 4 days before the Floyd drop, I did a Rich the Kid drop and I burnt Rich the Kid entirely. I didn't give him a single dollar for the launch. And I made like 150,000, 140,000, something like that from that launch. And Rich the Kid hated on me. He literally tweeted my number to his on his Twitter and he literally got his fans to spam my phone. This didn't happen. Now Rich the Kid and I had a beef. Now Floyd Mayweather, Rich the Kid, Rich knows Floyd and Floyd knows Rich. So when Floyd Mayweather made that tweet with the CA, Rich the Kid tweeted there and he said, Floyd, you need to take this down. I'm calling you as a scammer. Now on that tweet, Floyd deleted that tweet in like 5 minutes. Okay. And then now Rich the Kid called up Floyd Mayweather and said that you should not do this. And then Floyd calls me back and he's like, Rich says that you scammed him. I can't do this. I mean, I can't take the tweet back up and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm going to give you 100,000 again. Just get the tweet back up. And he's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, just delete it in like 45 minutes. Now the entire Twitter space was going crazy because they were like, Rich tells Floyd to delete the tweet. Floyd deletes the CA. The coin dumps to the max. And then I said, wait, I'm going to get the tweet back up. Nobody believed me. And then 10 minutes later, the CA tweet comes back up. The token rallies up all the way to 20 million. And then 40 minutes from then, the tweet gets deleted again. And that's when I tell people that, you know, you can't really stop my run.
I want to pause and ask, what do we make of all this, right? So Sahil's obviously a villain. What do we think about the celebrities themselves, though? What role do they play? I think it's clear that all of them say they were victimized, or most of them, they were scammed. I think in some cases, that is clearly true. In other cases, it does seem like a pretty convenient story, though. Take Jason Derulo, for example. He sort of mentions having kind of early knowledge. He had asked for references and was given examples of people explicitly that were scammed by Sahil in the past.
I mean, surely you ask a guy like this, who else have you worked with? Who else is tweeting for you, right?
Yes, and he went down the line. He's like, I'm the one running Iggy's Twitter, and I'm running her coin. A bunch of people.
This was before the tweet or after tweets?
Yeah, he was like showing me all sorts. This was before. Yeah, he was showing me like all messages and stuff.
Yeah,
Of different people that he had worked with.
So yeah, Jason Derulo had all the information he needed to find out what was really going on. He was told, for example, Caitlyn Jenner had worked with Sahil, Iggy Azalea had worked with Sahil, but both of those people had very publicly denounced Sahil. Like he was kind of the laughingstock of Twitter at that point. People were widely sharing that this guy was a scammer. So it's just kind of hard to believe, you know, later he says, you know, after posting, he says, damn, Sahil got me. In a tweet, and it's just kind of like a crazy amount of ignorance if that story is true. And the question is, just like, is there any responsibility on these celebrities to do any amount of due diligence? Iggy Azalea, for example, actually thinks there is.
I can't really feel empathetic towards you or say, oh, oopsie, I didn't know. Like, so you don't feel responsibility to understand the things you sign or the agreements you sign? You don't think you should know what you're getting yourself into? Fuck everybody else's money that got stolen.
Fuck everybody
you
else.
You don't think that you should figure that out? You're not worried about if you could go to jail for what you're doing or be fined even at that? Like, fuck the morale. Like, let's look at your own protection.
Yeah.
Are you that stupid, or did you just think you could get away with this shit?
I mean, honestly, I think she's right. I don't think you can continue to claim ignorance when somebody has been caught doing something so many times, or at least it just doesn't look good, right? I will say, I of course went to Jason Derulo directly for comment on the story. He maintained that, of course, he did not know. He believed it was a gambling app at the time. He says he, quote, benefited nothing, and he, quote, lost every penny trying to make most people whole from Sahil's rug. So just let that be what it is. That's his comment on the story. He also says, respectfully, I don't want to be part of this. You're making him more famous. You're giving Sahil what he wants, fame. To be fair to Jason, I think he's actually right about that. I think Sahil does want fame. I still think this story is worth publishing, though, for two reasons. One, I always think it's good to remind fans not to trust celebrities with financial promotions. And I remind celebrities that promoting financial products is totally different than promoting anything else. And you have an obligation to do due diligence when you're getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to promote these things. You can't just say, hey, I didn't look into them. You know, I don't think that's a good excuse. But secondly, and much more importantly, I want to just ask, at what point do regulators look at interviews like this and say there have to be consequences? You know, we joke on this. Well, it's not really a joke. It's sort of a meme that crime is legal. It's to cope with all these, you know, the regulators are dropping cases like hotcakes. People are walking. People that were already prosecuted are walking away. But I do, most of us hope, that there are lines you cannot cross, right? You hope that there isn't a full abandonment of any kind of standard or, you know, any kind of laws. So my just question is, if there is a line, what is that line? Sahil Arora, in her interview, basically admits to targeting U.S. celebrities, scamming their fans, scamming the celebrities, and then basically brags about it publicly.
I felt the power, I felt the willing, and I was like, yeah, this is my time. You can't f*** me up on this. You're not going to stop me from rugging the space. Yeah, I'm unstoppable.
I know it hasn't been great days at these different regulators, things like that, but I do want everyone to know the kinds of conversations scammers like this are having, because there was a reason Sahil was comfortable to come on my show. We actually talked about, you know, should he be admitting this stuff? Is there going to be consequences for this? And Sahil said no. He doesn't think there are going to be any consequences for what he talks about.
Like, before Trump, I could imagine people getting jailed. After Trump, there's just no way.
Isn't that bad if we're just heading that down that road and our governments are explicitly, like, allowing that? Encouraging that?
It's bad for our children when they grow up, because then they have a new stream of career, which would be rugging. And then what's going to be worse is if Howard is teaching you how to rug, because then it kind of becomes like a new profession. So yeah, that's exactly when shit's going to get fucked.
Look, you know things are bleak when a self-professed rug puller is like, yeah, this probably shouldn't be happening. I probably shouldn't be able to get away with this. But this is the message we are sending in America right now. You can totally do this. You can totally get away with it and brag about it on video. And none of it matters. It's so depressing. I mean, not just for me, you know, as someone who exposes this stuff full time, you know, things have gotten very catch and release around here. But it's depressing for people who work 9-to-5 jobs, who are working for, you know, an honest living. And somebody is just bragging about cheating and getting away with it. And the broad consensus is, yeah, well, he's probably just going to walk. I mean, I don't know how to say in 50 different ways, like, that is bad. It's a terrible message we're sending. and we should probably stop doing that and probably should start. People like this should get in trouble, I guess. It's not even me who thinks. This is the craziest part. It's not me on a soapbox just saying this. I'm not the only one with this opinion.
People like me should not exist in this space. I am in you, with you for that. I'm literally agreeing with you on that. Because it's really giving a bad idea to people about the whole space as a whole.
That's right. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with Sahil Arora. I think his lack of consequences, or feeling like he has no consequences, has made him remarkably honest in this moment. And I appreciate him kind of unveiling the full architecture of these scams, even though I think he should face consequences for those scams. If you want to watch the full interview, you can do so on The Void. And that's basically it.
Like before Trump, I could imagine people getting jailed. After Trump, there is just no way.
But is it really black and white coffee?
Huh?
The shirts. Black and white? Are you doing okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, great. So about the shirts, do you have this in like a double wide or a 3X?